Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 259. What we can learn from The Legend of Zelda by Steve Camp of NerdFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there with permission from the authors. Now, we're about to hear another post from Nerd Fitness, a regular contributor to our show. Steve is going to make the argument that The Legend of Zelda has to be the greatest video game of all time. For me, it was the most frustrating game of all time. It was then that I learned that I am not great at role-playing games. I just don't have the patience for it. All right, let's hear another post from Nerd Fitness as we optimize your life. What we can learn from The Legend of Zelda by Steve Camp of NerdFitness.com. The Legend of Zelda has to be the greatest video game series of all time, right? If you've never played a single Zelda game in your life, allow me to quickly explain. You're a young boy named Link, whose only possession is a wooden sword, and you're tasked with defeating the evil Ganon and rescuing Princess Zelda. Don't worry, you're still able to relate if you have no clue what I'm talking about. Just remember this. A seemingly average kid sets out to become great, rescue the princess, and save the world. Think back to that very first game that came out in the 80s, the one that started it all, The Legend of Zelda, for the NES. Bonus points if you had the gold cartridge. Here are some important lessons about getting in shape that we can glean from this 8-bit masterpiece. Be wary of shortcuts. After beating this game a few times, I came to the realization that entire levels can be bypassed. What kind of sucker goes through all of the levels in order when you can just jump ahead and use the shortcut, right? Well, I tried my hand at level 8 with a wooden sword and a few hearts. I got my ass kicked. In The Legend of Zelda, all levels exist for a reason. You need to get stronger and build momentum off the early levels to allow you to survive in the later ones. Sure, it certainly takes a lot longer to go through all the levels in order, but you'll be far better prepared for battle and have a greater chance of success down the road. So if you're building strength, don't be a hero and lift more than you should without learning the proper techniques first. I spent a few weeks doing squats with just the bar to make sure I was doing them properly, and only then did I start adding weight, 5 pounds a week. If you're losing weight, unfortunately, there are no shortcuts, despite what you hear on TV and see in advertisements. No magic pills you can take, no special machine to give you abs, no secret diet that gets better results than others. It's hard work, healthy eating, and exercise. If you want to run a marathon, don't just go sign up for one. Try running a 5K first and see if you survive, then a 10K, then a half marathon, and then conquer that full marathon. Burn every bush, bomb every wall. Back before the internet and strategy guides, us kids had to figure out how to beat video games from trial and error. How do you kill that guy? Turns out you had to shoot him in the eye 3 times with an arrow. Did you know there was a secret heart container in a cave if you burned a certain nondescript bush? How about that secret passageway if you bombed a hole in a specific wall that looked like every other freaking wall? How did we learn about any of this stuff? Because we tried it out. Before you go deciding you don't like lifting weights, try it. Before you make fun of Ultimate Frisbee, LARPing, or geocoaching, try it. Before you tell yourself that it's too hard or too far or not something you're interested in, try it. Sure, you might fail, or you might fall down. You also might love it and succeed. Only one way to find out. Reward yourself with things that can reward you back. I love the concept of awards and achievements. I'm not talking about eating a dozen cookies because, hey, I went to the gym either. I'm talking about good rewards that actually help you push harder and live better. Every time you beat a new level in a Legend of Zelda game, you generally receive a heart container, upping your health meter, a piece of the Triforce, which you need to put back together in order to succeed, and a new weapon or item that allows you to advance further. Add some real-life prizes and achievements to your life, but make sure they're prizes that take you closer to your goals, not farther away. For example, once you lose 50 pounds, reward yourself with new workout clothes. You'll feel better about yourself and actually want to go to the gym. Let's say once you complete 10 inverted rows for the first time, go buy yourself a pull-up bar and work towards 10 of those. Or once you've completed your first 5K race, treat yourself to a new pair of shoes that will allow you to run faster next time. Momentum is a powerful thing. Enjoy each victory, celebrate your success, and use that momentum as a stepping stone for your next goal. The impossible is possible. We play video games because they give us a chance to step into a fantasy world, doing impossible things like killing zombies and slaying dragons, all from the comfort of our couches. Put yourself in Link's shoes for a second. You're a 10-year-old kid with a crappy sword, and it's your job to save the world and rescue a princess from an evil monster. When I was 10, I played baseball and struggled with long division. That was fourth grade, right? So how did this little dude achieve greatness? By putting one foot in front of the other. Starting out, the thought of saving the world would be overwhelming to anybody, let alone a kid in a green tunic. However, rather than concentrating on the big scary goal, Link focused on getting through the smaller ones, beating level 1, then level 2, then level 3, and so on. With each passing level, his strength and health grew, giving Link enough confidence to attack the next one. Before all was said and done, this preteen from the forest was kicking ass and taking names, swinging the Master Sword and firing silver arrows like nobody's business. As Robert Heinlein famously remarked, quote, "Everything is theoretically impossible until it is done," end quote. One day I hope to attempt the Ninja Warrior course in Japan. It certainly seems impossible to me right now, but I know I can eventually get there if I take it one step at a time and stay focused. What seems impossible to you right now? It might be 10 pull-ups, losing 200 pounds, climbing a mountain, or completing a triathlon. Whatever your impossible goal is, focus on finding smaller levels that you can conquer first. You just listened to the post titled, "What We Can Learn from the Legend of Zelda," by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
As I was reading this post to you, I almost laughed out loud. I wasn't a fan of the game, but I was obsessed with that gold cartridge. It was super special. Oh my gosh, I'm such a nerd. But I love this post from Steve. We're always looking for shortcuts, and sometimes they serve us well. Like in traffic, when I use the Waze app, I want a shortcut to get around the traffic and get to my job on time. But when it comes to your health, we're learning there really aren't a whole lot of shortcuts. Sure, there are time savers, like HIIT training, which we've talked about, Or when you stretch your muscles, you can hold them for 15 seconds instead of 30 and basically get the same results, cutting your time stretching in half. But when it comes to putting in the work, then there really aren't a whole lot of shortcuts. And I love that Steve mentioned that before he started doing squats, he practiced it. He practiced it for a long time. That's the way you get good and prevent injury. When I started doing deadlifts, which I really didn't incorporate until fairly recently, I would have my buddy who has a master's of science degree in kinesiology watch me and make sure that just with the bar, I was doing the deadlift perfectly. Then I would gently, slowly add some weight to it, have him watch me and make sure I did the move perfectly again and again and over and over. For those of you who are in martial arts or boxing, what do they have you do all the time? You do the same move repeatedly. You throw the same punch over and over and over again so that it becomes automatic. There are no shortcuts. You got to do the work. That's how you're going to get good. That's how you're going to become an expert. That's how you're going to improve your life, lose that weight, get stronger, all of those things that Steve already mentioned in his post. So take the time, get really good, have patience with yourself, and you will achieve the impossible. That'll do it for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Thursday. I'll be back tomorrow with another Friday Q&A, my favorite part of the week. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.